This episode is brought to you by Slapwoods.
Donnie Houston.
Yeah, man, it's going down. It's Donnie Houston Podcast. I'm Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a special guest representing H-Town, man. I met him probably about, maybe around 2012, 13, somewhere up in there. He had a record, Kyle, Buy What I Want, you know what I'm saying, tearing them clubs up, man, tearing them streets up. And I got him here, you know what I mean, with a brand new record, you know what I'm saying. We're going to rock out, you know what I'm saying. So,
right on.
Hey, man, Stunner Bam, what's going down, baby?
What's going on, baby?
Chilling, what's going on? What's the word, baby?
My
what's
pleasure new? To be here with you, man.
Been a minute, man. What's good?
Man, shit just been working, staying active, trying to stay consistent.
Yeah, got the new record going and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just now about to get rolling on my new record, Rock Out. Well, shit, that bitch rolling now. Shit, this tearing the airwaves up, man. We just sitting back, you know, working while the results coming in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's on 1501. Talk about linking up with 1501.
Man, me and bro tapped in with each other, and, man, we start working, and, you know, everything kind of just start growing naturally. All the situations just start, you know, flying over our head, and we just start making everything make sense once the business was done. Well, as soon as the business was done, we went right into, you know, working, you know, the records that we had or whatever. So for the most part, like I said, I mean, I feel like everything just God time.
Yeah, yeah. That would, cause you were with, what was it, DSD-1 when I went?
Yeah,
you
DSD-1.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we, you know, kind of, you know, brought the city back, gave the city some juice, you know, me and my day ones. And like I say, you know, we was doing it. We all come out rapping out of trap together, you know. So, you know, to get as far as we did, you know, just coming from where we came from, and, you know, that was a big milestone for the city or whatever. But on the back end, you know, this go around, you know, nigga want to do it on a bigger scale, bigger platform, and, you know, the right way.
Yeah. So you say y'all was just kind of just figuring it out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, song. We still, you know, I mean, you never had this rap game figured out because it changed every quarter, you know. But for the most part, we was playing, you know, catch up, you know, and but still, you know, making history for our city. But, you know, outside the city, we didn't know how to work the business. So, you know, I kind of had to bite the bullet and go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, yeah. And you were saying, you know what I'm saying, that whole thing just came from y'all just kind of rapping in the trap. This was all like everybody from Third Ward. Like, talk about where that whole thing
was
from.
I was the only one from Third Ward. All my people from Inyo, you feel me? Like, you know, a lot of us, you know, come up over there, you know, spend a lot of weekends over there together. So as we got grown, you know, Rick, you know, he came together. We found T. Ferris. Shit, we put it together and shit made it work, you know, for the time being. But again, man, it ain't last because, you know, everybody, the communication wasn't there, you know. I mean, the talent was there, you know. The budget was there. It's just, you know, everybody got their own motor, man. So, you know, down the line, you know, you find it out and you just keep rolling once, you know. I mean, I'm the type of nigga that keep it going, you know. I ain't never too much let what did go wrong bother me. I kind of let it, you know, just fuel my fire and keep myself motivated, keep stomping down on what I was stomping down on. And like I say, shit, the results are going to speak for themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even before that, though, talk about, like, I mean, how early do you even kind of, like, start getting into music, you know what I'm saying, growing up and shit?
Shit, like, man, we was, shit, rapping, like, 2008, 2009, you know, just.
They put you at, like, what age, though, at that time?
I'm probably, like, in, like, 11th grade type.
Still in high
shit,
school,
you
yeah,
feel me?
Yeah.
I'm still in high school, so, you know, just once real life started hitting me, you know, we in the trap and just, you know, got time to do it, shit, motherfucker ain't got nothing else to do, so it started sounding all right, you know, and as it, you know, we started getting results from people and how they felt about it, it just grew on us, you know, as time went by and life kept happening, people start, you know, passing away, you know, get grown, you start needing money, got to hustle, got to just do everything that you ain't know real life was going, you know, bring to you.
Yeah, yeah. And what, when you first started, you had a different name, right? What was it, Z-Man?
Yeah, Z-Man. Yeah. Z-Man. I had to change my name. Somebody had that name in California, so that weekend that I did have to change my name, just so happened I flew one of my homies from Chicago in the city. And shit, I was trying to figure out what I was going to be. I was going to be Lil Sock, my daddy name. But then he was like, bro, why you want to be Stunner Bam? And he was like, shit. I remember I dropped to my knees, like, because I was like, man, that's it right there.
Stunner Bam, that was your
brother? That was my little brother. Yeah. Yeah, my little brother lost his life. And like I say, that's like the biggest honor I can give him, you know. You know, hit all these big stages, you know, be on all these major platforms. And his name, front line and headline, everything. You know, I went and bought the name, you know. We own it, you know, just, you know. Clarification to myself, you know, that, you know, I'm gonna make sure I keep my word for Lil Bro.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about earlier, you know, how the music just changed so much, man. But talk about when you was growing up, man, like, what was some of the stuff that you was listening to that was even influencing you that was being like, man, you know what, I might want to be a rapper, man?
Probably, you know, like Big Mo, Lil Kiki, Hawk, you know.
All the H-Town shit.
Yeah, SUC.
No shit.
Yeah.
Because so, you were seeing that. This is growing up in a tray, right?
Yeah. And, shit, you know, growing up, shit, all the D-Boys, all the SUC niggas, they got their haircut at Shano or Boute. Like, that's, like I say, everybody pretty much know, you know, if they was in that era, who Shano or Boute was. And, like I say, it was like a family, man. Like, I saw them niggas every weekend, one or two of them every weekend. So, like, they music, I be listening to their music outside, you know, what music that ain't even dropped yet, you feel me? And then, you know, boom, months later, the world vibing to that shit. So, like I say, it really shaped me up for this music world, man, you know, because I was watching them do it. And once I got into that world and then started playing my music outside, I started realizing, damn, them niggas would let me hear music, would let my daddy hear, and I was right there. You know, they would let my people hear music that wasn't that shit. And, you know, seeing how they felt about it now, I be doing the same shit, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll talk about just some of y'all, because it's a nice, like, I would say, like, generation of y'all over there in the trade that's doing music. You got Chew, you got Cal Wayne, you know what I'm saying? Just a few of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Talk about just some of y'all in that younger generation that came out of the trade.
You got me, Cal Wayne, Zeta Brick Boy, he just lost his life a few days ago. He one of the front runners that motivated me to do it. Got Blood Bear, June Bug, Lil T. Like I say, LFD Dito, Left for Dead, man, he popping his shit, you know, grinding, you know, taking his bread, he make out the street, you know, doing what he's supposed to do with it. But like I say, shit, Third Ward, man, there's something in that water, man, you know. I'm thankful to be from Third Ward, man, you know.
Yeah, one of the most prideful hoods, bro. You find a nigga from Third Ward, you can't tell him shit, man.
Hell nah. That's how I feel, like. You can come help me, but you can't tell me shit. Like, I'm gonna operate how I operate. Like, where I'm from, you know, it prepared me for this shit. So I move real different, you know. But it's like, I think, you know, it ain't even everything that Third Ward taught me. It's like, shit, the shit that I saw, you know, that I'm seeing, you know, that a nigga a part of, like, the shit that I don't condone, a lot of that shit, you know, teaching a nigga how to move, too. So
what are some of those things that you're seeing that kind of, like, shaped you up?
I mean,
up like
just,
that?
You know, just that.
Regular hood shit.
Yeah, regular hood shit, partners killing partners, you know, blood on blood, and it's supposed to be love, you know. So, you know, it's a lot of shit that, you know, you can't get in the middle of, because, shit, it's love on both sides, so. You know, like I say, motherfuckers just gotta fall back and you know, pray one day the shit can get back how it's supposed to be, if ever.
Yeah, yeah. Man, nah. See that right there, I'm thinking about records like In My Ghetto and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Talk like that. That's This is what influencing, that's when you're getting into that type of shit.
Yeah, that's my favorite type of music. Like, it's like, because it's like when I make it, it's dark, but it's like, man, that shit, it healed the ghetto. You feel me? And they give me that response, you know, verbally, you know, they tell me. So, you know, I'm with the money making music, you know, the music that make you happy. But it's like, you know, the struggle gonna be here forever. So it's like, I'm so down with the underdogs, it don't make no sense, man. Like, cause I know it's a lot of people that'll never come out that shit.
That's a fact.
Like, for sure, for sure.
That's a fact, man. So what? So as far as in the music thing, man, like, what's like your ultimate goal with it? Is music what you want to do, or are you kind of like, I want to use music as a vehicle to get doing some other stuff, get into other business ventures and entrepreneurship and things like that?
Yeah, that's really what I want to do. Man, I mean, I'm big on shit. I see so many people dying and shit. Like, I ain't really trying to be rapping all the rest of my life. Like, I really want to get in and get out and shit, enjoy the money, enjoy, you know, the investments, and just do shit with it. I want to do shit I ain't seen my people do. I ain't seen nobody just enjoy their money. Everybody kind of like on that saving shit and, you know, being preservative. Like, I want to blow that shit and know I can, you know, I got a backup plan. I got, you know, a safe put up to what shit we can start over and keep blowing this shit. And like I say, that ain't gonna work for everybody, but, you know, for me, it's like, man, I don't respect the money. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't respect money at all. Like, you watch a motherfucker, like I say, Kanye, he going viral today, you know.
6.6 billion.
And he don't respect the money. Like, bro, don't respect the money at all. Like, that nigga just, he got a mind. That nigga respect his vision. And I'm one of them type of niggas, like, I know I got enough shit in my head that's gonna make me enough.
So you ain't enough tripping me like, shit, I can do it again.
Yeah. Like, you see, like, we back at it. Like, I know it's a lot of people, like, kind of.
You thought people counted you out? You think people counted you out?
Yeah, I know they did. It's like, shit, you know, a lot of people don't get a second shot at this shit. So, I don't know. It's like, that's why I never consistently drop music, because I didn't want to burn myself out. Like, I knew I was going to get back into a situation where, you know, it's going to start going my way. And it's like, last year, that shit, it just started slowly but surely coming back to me. Like, the music world, like little calls and, you know. I remember one event, my manager, Mama Eden, she set up something for Rock Nation. And Real Carter was really fucking with us. And he ended up, you know, like, offering something. You know, but it just wasn't in my best interest for me. You know, it probably was, you know, something decent, but I just knew I was bigger than what that situation would have presented to me. And then it was three more labels, you know, plus 15, you know, one that came and got involved. But like I say, that shit, all that shit opened my eyes up. That's what made me go with my move with 1501, because I say I need to go ahead and make my move, you know, like. I know what this is. Like, everybody picking at me. Like, I had to go to California with my baby mama just to figure out which label I really wanted to go with. I had to go, like, get a fresh breath of air. I had never went to Cali. And like, I had been supposed to went out there, but I had to go to Cali to figure out, like, what I really wanted to do. Like, do I want to take the cash, or do I want the ownership? Like, and I know I want the ownership, but I'm trying to make sure, do I want to stay in the city and risk, you know, like, just being in a city like that. But then I'm like, shit, I get killed faster out in another city. Shit, I know how to move out here. Shit, I might well go with the ownership and being able to control my situation and put my people on board. That was my biggest thing. I go to the label and they have 20 niggas around me that I just can't vibe with, you feel me? And it'll make me say, fuck this shit and go back home and get back in the streets, you feel me? So I was like, I don't even want to do that. Like, let me go with somewhere I know I can last and change my life.
Let's talk about the Slapwoods, man.
Man, Slapwoods, man. If you haven't tried Slapwoods, you need to try some Slapwoods, man. Get rid of them backwoods and try you some Slapwoods, man. Did you open that pack?
That's where I'm up right there, man.
Man, I'm gonna show you what they look like, man. If y'all smoke backwoods, that's all cool. But you're going to do a lot of work and you're going to waste a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? If you want to just get straight to it, you need to get you a Slapwood, man. And they is in stores all around Houston, Florida. Man, I ain't got no nails, boy. This bad. Got some out in California, Oklahoma. What they are is premium cones. Premium cones with a filter on it. So all you got to do is stuff it. Bam. You take the paper out, you put your tree in there, and you got the perfect wood with a filter. You know what I'm saying? And you got the stuffing stick in it. It's biodegradable. You know what I'm saying? You really can't lose on it. You know what I'm saying? But one thing for sure, It ain't for nobody that only smoke a little bit of weed or something like that, man. You got to make sure you have enough tree. If you're trying to roll a pen joint or something like that, you're going to have to use something else. But if you a big smoker, a big chiefer, Slapwoods is your friend. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, for sure.
So you want to, so you also, you mentioned, so you kind of want to set up also a situation where you can put some other artists out as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna boot him up on the rich regardless, man. You know, after I get myself rolling, I'm gonna come back, and I ain't gonna say a lot of artists, but you know, I am gonna help change a few people's life. Like, I don't wanna, you know, direct nobody in the wrong way. But I definitely, when I figure out what I need to figure out, you know, I'll bring, you know, a few people on board to try to help change their life, and hopefully they, you know, then they got to be the same type, you know, when it come to, you know, helping somebody else change their situation. Because I don't want to change your situation if you don't want to help nobody else.
I feel that. What, man, tell me about George Floyd, man.
That was my boy, man. That was my guy. His daughter, who my son today. Yeah, his daughter be with my son. Man, like I said, big homie, he was a good fella, man. Like he had a lot to do with a lot of us in the hood that was rapping, everybody that we named. He did a lot for us, you know, just if he had to be security, if he had to go tell the DJ to spin a certain record. He gonna make sure they spin the record if we ain't there. Like I say, he always, you know, came to my studio sessions and shit. He called me nephew, you know, that wasn't my blood uncle, but he was like, shit, like real close with my blood uncle. So, you know, he just watched the nigga come up, man, watched me grow up. He know I was one of them real ones out the section that really, you know, wanted better for my hood and for the young nigga. So he stood tall for me, like the world standing tall for him.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. You would never think something like that would happen to be so close to the H, bro. Like,
Yeah, that shit crazy, man.
Man, but on another level, man, before we get up out of here, top five H-Time records all time.
All time? I got to put them in order?
Nah, you ain't got to put them in order. Just give me five. Or give me number one, but the rest ain't got to be in order.
Number one, H-Time. Damn. All right, let me just go top five right quick. I mean, like, just my favorite five. I'm going to say Big Mo, Bar Baby, for sure. That's one of them. Damn, one of them, them Ghetto Boys songs. I can't even think of it, but it's one of them motherfuckers. But I'ma say Zero and Slim Thug, Swinging Through the South Side last night.
Summertime in the H, yeah.
Summertime in my city. That's one of my favorite records. Fat Pat, Tops Drop. Lil Kiki. Lil Kiki, I'm gonna say Southside. Sonny L. Gray. With Poking. What that is, four or five?
Nah, she named probably about six tomorrow.
Yeah, like I say, shit, that's my five. And then I could have went all type of ways. That's like a weird ass, because I'm a real Southside baby, man. So, like, all them songs really, like, in my body. That's my screw music, like, Houston music. That's my favorite type of music.
Out of everything.
Like, I like that Florida music. Like, you know, Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but just when it come to, like, what stick to me, what I love, what molded me, it's that H-Time shit.
Who would you say in the H has been the most influential on you? Or who's your favorite artist, you would say?
Big Mo.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, probably because I fuck with him the most, you know.
Personally.
Lil Kiki, yeah, personally. Yeah,
no but, shit. So tell me about that.
Shit, Big Mo. Damn, man. That nigga that funny. Man, I remember every time I get around him, man, Mo was so big, you know, like, I had time to hit his serve every chance I got, you know, like, because it took him a little minute to get back to the cup, you know, so if he got out the car, I know, boom, soon as he get out, I'm about to go on here, go making my way to, and then his cup used to be so nasty because it had a whole bunch of syrup in that motherfucker. He, that nigga shit used to be thick than a motherfucker, so like, before they pull off, nigga, I'd be sleeping. They'd be like, yeah, it's badass, and hit that cup.
No shit.
Uh-huh. And yeah, like Mama Mo used to tell on a nigga. Yeah, Mama Mo used to tell on a nigga.
No shit.
She still called me, though. She called me, like, every 2-3 days, wake me up. I sit on the phone with her.
No shit.
Yeah.
So who else were you close to in the school of click like that?
Lil Kiki. I used to knock on his door. Me and Lil Jeff about 6-something in the morning. Like, this used to be, like, every Saturday. Nigga used to be like, man, give a nigga $20. He used to be like, bro, what? Give a nigga $20? And he'd be like, yeah, bro, give a nigga $20. We going to Celebration Station after the game, man. And he used to, shit, open the door. We walk in there, bitch. He got his boxers on and muscle shirt. He go get his little bankroll and give us 21s a piece.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, that nigga did that shit, like, about 7-8 times. We used to just, like, it was one season. We'd just wake that nigga up and... Then too, like
this, you say one season you were playing ball or something?
Yeah, we was young. We were playing ball about 7-8 years old, playing little league football.
Did you ever play like in like high school, middle school?
Yeah, I played high school.
No sure.
Yeah, middle school.
And this was at Yates?
Grambling State. Yeah.
Wait. Okay, bro, you ain't mentioned all this. Wait.
Yeah, you asking? I'm telling you.
I feel that.
Shit, I went, but I got kicked out. But shit, I did go.
So wait. So you was playing ball at Yates?
Yeah, I was playing ball at Yates. I was playing football and running track.
So you was with a running back or what?
I played cornerback and punt return, special teams, and I was ranked in the nation in the 60 and shit. And like I say, shit, I was a bad motherfucker, just wouldn't really focus, man. That song, My Ghetto, man, it's like I was infatuated with Third Ward, man. So, like, as bad as I was, like, you know, getting all them letters ranked in the nation, it's like...
Still a product of your environment.
Man, just a product, man. It's like, it wasn't nowhere around it. It's like, nigga was itching to, you know, leave school, get done with practice, like, finding reasons to not go to practice, but knowing, you know, a nigga still kind of that nigga still... You know, the captain of the defense, so I got the lead way, but it's like, that shit, it really, you know, put a nigga in a spot where, you know, I kind of blocked my opportunity on the cool, you feel me? And, you know, I let the streets, you know, erase my vision, you feel me? Like, that shit, it made me, like, not want to even play ball no more, you know, once the streets started attacking me, and, you know, like I said, my little brother get killed, you know, that shit. You know, reversing nigga whole energy. I don't even want
to. So that happened while you were still in high school?
Yeah, it happened while I was in high school. You know, so it like that shit right before I graduated. So it like, you know.
And
like,
how close were y'all in age and shit?
Like 4 years apart. It's like that shit reversing nigga whole mentality. Like, it's like I turned, you know, mentally, you know, somewhere I wasn't, you know, even supposed to be at. So it like. You know, I tried to go to school, but it like, shit, I brought on the streets with me. I was out there in Louisiana, shit, man. Like, you know, I was on my murder shit, too, just like them niggas was. It's like, you know, you nigga get down there thinking it's school and see shit. That shit just like the hood, so, you know. Like
so you went, so did you go to scholarship? You went on scholarship?
Yeah, I went on track scholarship, but the track scholarship ain't kick in until January. And then I walked on to the football team and, made the football, the only nigga to make the football team out of like 300 niggas. And shit, I ended up getting kicked out. I caught a pistol case and got caught with some pounds. Soon as I got on the team, like a week later, you know, like Like, oh, everything. My whole life changed on the campus. Like, everybody started treating me different, all that. Like, because they was already, you know, buying a little smoke from me. You know, then Yates, we was number one in the nation, me coming out of high school in basketball. So they were calling me Third Ward down there. So it's like, I had leeway, man. Man, my mind was somewhere else, man. I ain't gonna lie. And then I was doing music too down there. Like, I did not go to class. Like, I really wasn't even going to class. I was, like, paying bitches to do my work, but staying in my room, probably writing music and then going upstairs recording and shit. It's like, everything was revolving around the same thing I got going on now.
That's when that story was starting to build up.
It was going on, like, like, people, like, was tripping off, like, the music I was making in the dorm rooms and shit. Like, I mean, I ain't really understand the shit. I ain't see this happening, but I knew I had fell in love with that shit. That, and I think, shit, me going to college, like, I barely remember going to class, bro. It's like, I feel like I was just was there to do a little hustling and, you know, just see. Damn, like, it's different people in the world, you feel me? And she do music.
So after you catch the case, they don't kick you out of school, you just get kicked out of the football team.
Nah, they kicked me out of school. I just still stayed. I stayed, like, 2.5 months down. I just stayed in a little girl's room that I was dealing with. And I say, shit, I still was making a little money to survive, so I was able to do the shit, but it's like, you know, once the year was over, shit, I ended up coming back to Third Ward and shit, got back in that same trap. I started doing that music again and it took off from there.
And that's when the DSD went, no mm-hmm. shit. Mm-hmm. So what were you doing in between the time of DSD 1 to 1501?
Shit, just in the streets, raising my son, just making sure I stay free. Shit, caught a case, they kind of pinned me up for like a year and a half. You know, just going to go get ownership of my shit, you know, just the back end business that I wasn't fond of when I first got in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And nigga ain't own shit, nigga ain't understand it at first. Still a lot of shit a nigga learn.
Yeah. So shit, man, what's the future plan, man, before we get up out of here?
We just gonna keep on working, man, try to work this Rock Out record till we get some, you know, legs up under that motherfucker and, you know, just, shit, follow up with that, you know, with a project and just work everything, really, man. Just try to introduce Stunner Bam to the world.
That's what it is, man. You want to get your social media before we get about it?
Yeah, at Stunner Bam 3 on Instagram and type in Stunner Bam on all other platforms.
That's what it is, man. Hey, listen, subscribe if you're watching and you ain't subscribed, man. Click the button, it's free, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Slapwoods, man. Get you some Slapwoods. Throw them backwoods away, man. Yeah, get you some Slapwoods, man. It's the Donnie Houston Podcast, Stunner Bam. I'm Donnie Houston. We out.
Donnie Houston.